podcast brought to you by Times Live. I am your host, Noctula Quella, and today we are talking about a topic that's shaping the future of work, how technology and AI are transforming the freelance landscape. With opportunities expanding in remote and global markets, freelancers have never had more tools at their disposal, but these advances also come with new challenges. In today's fast-paced world, we must adapt to emerging tools and trends, especially as freelancers are finding themselves working remotely or across borders. I'll also share some of my own personal experiences from previously working as a journalist and now to running my company. We've integrated AI tools like ChatGPT and Gemini to streamline our article writing process. I've also navigated platforms like Fiverr for voiceover work and now Upwork, which, let me tell you, is a tedious process but a work in progress. On top of that, I am currently doing collaboration work with a UK-based communications company, an ongoing relationship that started on LinkedIn. Before we get started, please don't forget to subscribe and rate the podcast on Oyono FM, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Let's jump into it. Technology has already transformed freelancing in countless ways. Platforms like Upwork, Fiverr, and LinkedIn have made it easier for freelancers to connect from clients globally, opening doors we might not have thought possible a decade ago. Freelancers are using tools like Zoom, Slack, and Asana to collaborate with clients remotely, eliminating the need for in-person meetings and giving us more flexibility to manage our time. As freelancers, we've embraced the era of digital nomadism. Technology allows us to work from anywhere, whether you're at home, in a co-working space, or on the beach. This shift has fundamentally changed the way we approach work. For instance, I've done interviews and meetings via Zoom for my freelance journalism work in the past, and it's amazing how much you can get done without leaving your home or country. It's pretty fascinating. It's actually my favorite thing. Now, here's my question to you guys as my fellow freelancers. How has technology already influenced the way you work as a freelancer? Let's look at AI. AI is a game changer for freelancers. Tools like ChatGPT, Grammarly, and Gemini are helping freelancers improve productivity. Whether you're a writer, marketer, or designer, automation has also crept in, taking over mundane tasks like data entry, scheduling, and even client outreach. However, while AI is automating some jobs, it's also creating new opportunities. We now see demand for AI consulting, chatbot development, and digital marketing strategy. AI doesn't need to be a competitor. Instead, we should think of it as a collaborator. By using AI, freelancers can focus on higher level creative work while allowing technology to handle the repetitive task. Let me actually tell you a story about AI. So I finished my degree in 2020, and that was the start of COVID. So I finished online, and I was actually sick and tired of writing essays because I'm just thinking, how is it going to help me in my life? A friend of mine actually introduced a paraphrasing tool called SpinBot. That thing changed my life. So I love AI. And a quick tip, stay informed about the latest AI tools in your industry. For example, I've integrated AI into the article writing process for Timeless Trends magazine, which is my online magazine, and it has significantly enhanced our productivity. AI doesn't replace us, remember, it empowers us to work smarter, and who doesn't like convenience? One of the biggest shifts we've seen in the rise of remote work, the pandemic accelerated this trend, and now many industries have made it a permanent option. Freelancers no longer need to be in the same location as their clients, opening up opportunities to work globally. As I mentioned that actually currently I'm working with a UK-based communications company. I've never met the people. We don't even have Zoom meetings where we like see each other. But the relationship was built on LinkedIn, and this relationship actually started when I was still working as a journalist. So we've done frequent projects, and it's been great, you know. So platforms like TopTal, FlexJobs, and RemoteCo are connecting freelancers with clients around the world. This gives us access to international markets and allows us to diversify our portfolios. Working with global clients has been an essential part of my journey with Nduli Media, helping me expand my business and gain fresh perspectives. Given me a lot of confidence, to be quite honest, because there's a lot of affirmation that you need to do when you're working for yourself. So when you then start to be approached or have these relationships with people, in places that you've actually never been. And it's really, really an affirming moment. So that has really, really grown me, also in terms of my confidence and the work that I deliver. So if you're looking to tap into the global market, ensure that you create a professional online presence and understand international payment systems like PayPal and Wise. I used Wise for my payments. It's really efficient. You get your money in about 24 to 48 hours. There's really no hassle. It's connected to your bank account, but obviously it goes through the Wise app or software. So managing time zones as well, language barriers. Well, in my case, I don't really have language barrier issues because obviously English is the universal language that's used. There's also cultural differences, which can be tricky, but the rewards are actually worth it. Future of freelancing, which is tied to the gig economy, which is expected to keep growing as more traditional jobs move towards freelance or contract-based work. AI and technology will continue evolving, so it's important to stay agile and keep learning new skills, especially those that are tech-driven. In this competitive landscape, specializing in niche skills will set you apart. Freelancers who focus on mastering particular fields will find more opportunities and higher-paying clients. As remote work becomes more popular, we must stay aware of changing regulations and tax laws in different countries. My recent experience completing an online entrepreneurship course has also helped me stay ahead and network with other like-minded individuals. It's another reminder that lifelong learning is key in our industry. Now, how do you stay competitive in today's tech-forward freelance world? Number one, you stay updated on technological advancement and AI tools in your industry. You join global platforms like Upwork or TopTal to expand your client base. You focus on remote work skills, communication, project management, and collaboration across cultures. Also, lastly, think about diversifying your income streams by offering digital products or consulting services. It is a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in to Life as a Freelancer. Do not forget to follow, subscribe, leave a review on Iono FM, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Until next time, keep thriving in your freelance journey. Ciao, ciao.